let's talk about what new game coming out? What's that game? Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good. Like, I seen a trial, but like the trial was not that good.
See, they were saying that it was going to be similar to like Overwatch, like how their movement system is and stuff like that. And then they like said that they were taking out some of the aspects of it. I wonder if they were thinking about like maybe it would be how do I say it? Like they would get lawsuits and stuff like that from Overwatch and saying that how similar it is.
Oh, dang. Like, I don't even like Overwatch, so I hope it's not like that. I hope it's like Black Ops 3, except more, like, more, I don't want none of them jetpacks. I like the old school ones, like Black Ops 2.
Black Ops
1. Yeah, the zombies need to be good, like World War 2.
Yeah, well, zombies in World War II was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Since I'm an Overwatch esports player, that's why I was saying it. I feel like I wouldn't want it like the Overwatch still, simply because I think it would be, you know, almost too similar because they're both first person shooters, and then they would both have the same feel. In that sort of manner, I wouldn't really want it the same. But, like, I feel like if they did, a lot of people would come over to Overwatch after, you know, the lifespan of Black Ops 4, which is a year. So.
Oh.
That's what I'm hoping, at least, if it is any similar to it.
And they need to get out new guns. They need to stop bringing like some of the same guns, but like they should bring back the what's that gun called, the MP7, you know, off of Modern Warfare.
Yeah,
that was a good gun.
I think a gun I really want them to bring back is like the rail gun, like what was similar to it from Advanced Warfare. I think that would be really cool. Like, not so much as like having the laser shoot out, but like as in like the pistol or like the gun form in a, like, before they got to the fucking
I never played Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfare was it was the only one I was actually like really, really decent at.
I never, because I remember Ghost. I only liked the campaign, but multiplayer was just, oh my, you died too quick in the multiplayer.
I played Ghosts on Xbox One, and it is dead right now.
Oh, my brother he still got his Ghost, but he never played it. Like, one time I went over to his house, he had it, and we was playing it, and as soon as I got in there, like, as soon as I got into the session, like, I was about to kill this dude, and then, you know, he shot me with a single pistol, and I automatically died.
Yeah.
Was like, what's this game tripping?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That was the only game I really didn't like was Call of Duty 3. I remember playing that on the original Xbox. Remember Call of Duty? Because it was okay, but I never really liked it.
I think the only one that like really stuck out to me, like as in like how gameplay was, I liked every Call of Duty up until Infinite Warfare stage. Infinite Warfare was like, it was hard, and there was a lot of people.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Yeah, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Oh yeah, that's the game. I made a video on that. I got a whole bunch of trick shots. Me and my friend was playing.
I never liked it. Like that was the one where I was like, I crossed the line, and I was like, I can't do this, man.
What was wrong with it, man? It seemed good to me.
It was like it may have been good, like if you went out with a good mind to it, but like at the time, I really wanted to be a Call of Duty esports player. So like I was pushing myself really, really hard at that point, and it just overall made it like for me a bad game because it was hard because I was trying to focus so hard, and it made it like how do I say it? It made it to where it was almost more frustrating to get good at it than it was to just have fun. And I think that was a very weird change of pace for them.
Oh, I remember it was good. I just because remember Call of Duty 4, they did Call of Duty Modern Warfare remastered. Now that was that because when I heard the word remaster, I'm like, oh snap, they made it different, and I'm like, oh, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, remastered just means like they brought it back from the dead and they want to make more money off of it. That's basically what it means. So it's like an old ass game that they made or some shit like that. They'll make it like graphics to the HD, which is the 1080p what we have now, and it just like this is like a money scam basically, because if you don't want to go back and play the other one, you're sitting here and just playing the new one on the new console. So just money
Oh
scam.
yeah, because but the graphics I think were better on
Yeah,
next
that's what it's
gen.
supposed to do.
Oh, I can't well did, what about GTA 6? Like I kept hearing about it, but when you go on YouTube they'd be like, is GTA 6 canceled? Oh, they canceled GTA 6 and stuff like that. I'm like, what?
I don't think they canceled GTA 6. I wouldn't see it because the profit off of that would be like so tremendous. I don't think they want to miss out on it.
Because I like GTA 5, but the only thing wrong with GTA 5 is what was I about to say? The only thing wrong with it was their DLCs. Like their DLCs, they're okay, but they need to make better DLCs. Like the only DLC I like is the CEO and the transforming races and stuff
Yeah.
like that. Yeah,
I think my favorite update for that one was
I like the gun.
I think mine was so when I got the game, I pre-ordered it on 360. And since like day one, they were already speculating that there would be a heist update or some shit like that. And so we were like super excited about that because we had heists in the actual game itself. So we were hyped about that. We didn't get heists until right up as it came on the new consoles, and it was the last one that was going to be made available for 360. So that was when that switch happened, and then Heist came out like a week later after they made all that patches and shit. I think that was my favorite one because it was like speculated for so long and everyone wanted it, and then they actually came out with it. So that was like probably my favorite.
Oh, well, the only because I got my GTA 6 around 2016. I mean, 5 around 2016. And I kind of missed all of them. The only one I got to do was the Christmas one. That was the only one that I had to do. And then when I got my Xbox One around 2017, I had went on GTA. I had got that like 2017 in June, or no, not June. Yeah, June, June. Yeah, June. And my dad bought it for me. But when I was starting to get it, I remember the first DLC that I had played the day it was on was the CEO one.
Oh
That was the first. That's the that was the first one I had made to do.
see, I'm waiting for them to come out with another big one because they've had so many, like they just threw so many small ones. So like the racing updates and stunt updates.
Yeah, I never liked that one where it's in third person. I forgot what it was called. Remember the one where you have to drive the car in third person, and the camera was above you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, that's like every part of the game. Like we had third person perspective, though, like every Grand Theft Auto up until this point.
No, so, it was just the fact how what type of the third person it was. Like I'm okay with third person. It's just you because you couldn't really I couldn't really see it to be honest. Like I was thinking like why are you making it like that instead of like having the option to do that. But to me, I like optionals. I like options. So.
Well, like, I can see why they made it options and like not made it one set thing. So when they went over to from 360 to Xbox One, that was one of their main features that they added in. So they actually had to remake the game, one in the eyes of the first person and then one of the eyes of like third person view. So they had to totally remake the game in HD graphics and make it run better. That's when they gave the options, and that's what I'm happy about. At least they gave an option for it.
Oh, the new thing that's out now is that GTA roleplay. Like, it's buzzing. Everybody's playing GTA roleplay. Yeah. Oh, and Fortnite. That was buzzing, man. Fortnite is all over the place, bro. Like, everybody wants Fortnite. It's addictive. Yes,
the Fortnite and PUBG, like, everyone's fucking crazy about it right now.
Yeah, especially because it's on PUBG. You can play it on mobile, and Fortnite is, like, on iPhones. Somebody said they were bringing it to Android, but I don't know.
They are, but it'll take a few months.
Oh.
Mostly because I have to get rights from, Apple, and then go over to Samsung, and then have to give them... You know, like say, hey, this is going on mobile. Can we put it on the Play Store? And it's weird because they have to get saying like I will, the terms and conditions. That's what I was thinking of. They have to get the terms and conditions from the both stores in order to put them in.
Oh. What other games coming out? Like I know God of War coming. I know God of War. That's a game. I mean, it's already out and people playing that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen a little bit of gameplay for it. I just don't want to spoil it for myself.
Yeah, I see people play it, but I don't know if I would get it. Like I never even played none of the God of War games.
I played all God of War games, and I guess I was excited for this one, but yeah.
What was that thing? Oh yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh,
good, bro. I remember playing the first Red Dead.
You mean Red Dead Revolver?
No, Redemption.
So the first Red Dead Redemption. Not the first Red Dead game, because Red Dead Redemption had one game before that, which is Red Dead Revolver. And then I played that on the, oh God, was that PS2 or original PlayStation or PlayStation 2? One of the two.
Oh, we got a few more minutes. We got two more minutes left.
Aye, man. Well.
Yeah. Remember Red Dead Redemption, the one with the zombies? I forgot what it was called.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
You know the one with the zombies?
Red Dead? Undead Nightmare.
Oh yeah, Undead Nightmare. Yeah, I never played that, but I heard it was
amazing.
I seen some gameplays too.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good.
It was sad because the girl,